Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. I hid who I really was until one day, when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm a reporter at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Supergirl Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Hissy Saradia. And tonight, we are going to be talking about an old rerun of Supergirl. And let me get to the phones right now. We are live right now for the next couple minutes. Our number is 646-668-2311. Again, that number is 646-668-2311. And we are talking about Supergirl Season 2. Episode 14, Homecoming. Yes, let me read you the quick synopsis for Homecoming right now. The DEO receives an alarm regarding a convoy departing from Candmas. Kara and John investigate and rescue a Chain Jeremiah who claims Candmas has created a fusion bomb using energy from her heat vision. Meaning Supergirl's heat vision. He persuades John to reinstate him back into the DEO, which makes Mon-El suspicious, causing friction between him and Kara. He persuades Wynn to watch Jeremiah, who attempts to access the DEO database, alerting Wynn. After confronting Jeremiah, Kara is hesitant and accepts his excuse while Alex believes him. Wynn locates the Wynn locates the purported bomb, but the DEO finds nothing at the location. While John realizes he cannot read Jeremiah's mind and what he is working for Candmas, having become cyber metallically enhanced, Jeremiah empowers John and downloads information from the mainframe before escaping. Kara and Alex confront Jeremiah, Lillian, and Henshaw. Kara rushes to save train passengers Candmas has endangered while Alex goes after the trio. Jeremiah escapes due to Alex's hesitation to shoot him. Wynn later determines that Jeremiah downloaded the list of all the aliens in the country. Dun, dun, dun. Yes, it's one of those moments that will Kara be a huge liability now that Jeremiah is back, because she doesn't want to listen to others, that he might be in connection with Candmas. So let's talk about that. We have a caller on the phone. Let's see, from area code 239. Who is this? Just give me a second here and I'll get you. Oh, no. Hold on. Let's see. Matt, stay there. I could see you. You're online. I don't know why this is not working. Oh my gosh, I cannot unmute you. Okay, so just stay there, Matt. I could see you on screen here, so just give me a sec while we're having a little technical difficulties here. But we'll, you know, we get her done. We get her done. So yes, this episode is definitely one of those, whoa, Jeremiah's back, Mr. Superman himself. That's pretty much all I saw while watching the episode. It looked like Superman himself was in this episode, kind of like cross between inner dimensions or multiverses, as we see a replica of this Clark Kent, who is now Jeremiah in Supergirl. So those are my takes on the episode. It was really great. But let me ask you this while you're listening to the podcast. Were you kind of like over it when, of course, Mon-El was trying to convince Kara that something's not quite right with Jeremiah? And, of course, Kara's response was, oh, no, you're reading in too much to it. And we've seen this before. I mean, we've seen it on Smallville. We've seen it on Arrow. We've seen it on pretty much all the other shows. Remember when evil Laurel Lance showed up? Yes, evil Laurel Lance showed up, and Oliver wouldn't listen to Felicity. And I'm like, really? We're going through that again? We just went through that with Arrow. Why would they do that with Supergirl? So, yeah, I was kind of like not too keen into doing this and watching this episode unfold as Kara again was not listening to her friends, her teammates, her Scooby team, as I like to call them, because it reminds me of Scooby-Doo. You know how Scooby-Doo had his team follow him and get us back on. All right, Matt, it looks like you're back on. How's it going, sir?
Oh, good. You can't hear anything in the background, can you?
No, you're clean.
Oh,
You're clear. Go
okay.
ahead, sir.
All right. Oh man, this episode, oh my God, was it good. I mean, wow. I mean, I love that opening scene when Mon-El was waiting for Kara to come back, and boy,
Yeah.
she looked happy. I mean, to
Oh yeah.
finally see Kara happy in love with Mon-El, I mean, that was so
It's
dang good.
good, especially after the
I mean, I
Mitteplex
love,
episode.
yeah. And then, like, oh my gosh, it was so good. I mean, especially when Mon-El goes into the DEO and goes, it's official, me and Kara are dating. And then, okay, I kind of still have a complaint about Jeremiah.
Okay.
I mean, why would they
Let's
do
hear
this again? Because, I mean, like, God, I mean, we saw him on Smallville. We see him on that bad show, Lois
it.
and Clark, New Adventures of Superman. I mean, I did like the twist. I mean, through the whole episode after the family dinner and all that, I go, something's kind of off. You know, something's coming. In my mind, I'm like,
I
oh,
agree.
come on. I mean, come on. There's going to be a twist. There's going to
Yeah.
be a twist. I mean, I love that scene when Martian Manhunter goes to Jeremiah, why can't I read your mind? On how he gets so pissed off at him. I mean,
Yeah.
that was a good scene. That made me think that he was the real cyborg Superman, not goddamn Hank Henshaw. I mean,
Oh,
jeez.
yeah. I could see that. I could t And that's what they
Yeah.
should have done in the first place, instead of having Hank Henshaw's likeness on the cyber Superman. I agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the episode was great. I mean, it was
Yeah,
so
it was.
good. It was finally a very solid episode, and still, Cadmus again. I mean, why in the hell would he work with Cadmus? I mean, come on, this whole Cadmus stuff is getting so old. I mean,
It's getting
geez,
out of
I mean, I
hand,
want
yeah.
them. Yeah, I mean, we saw Lillian Luther again, and I keep hearing things that in the season finale that it's leading
Oh
up
my
to
God.
Brainiac because Superman is coming back.
That's cool. So, what
I've
do you
read that
think
online.
if Superman does come back? What do you think? Do you think it'll take away from the Supergirl show if Superman, like, come on, it's about time that Superman gets his own show. That's what I'm trying
I
to get
know. I
to.
mean, come on. We know things are going to get crazy in the season finale. I know it. I
Yeah.
mean, God, I mean, this episode was great. I did like the fight scene between him and Martian Manhunter. When it goes, sorry, friend, I've changed. I mean, like, there's nothing, because Mon-El was right. I mean, he could tell something was wrong with Jeremiah. I mean, Cadmus would not immediately let Jeremiah go free that easy. No. There was
Yeah,
something
there's
wrong. He
something
now
behind
has
it.
special powers because he's metallic, like Cyborg Superman. And then, like, man, it was such a good episode. Oh, DC's Legends of Tomorrow season 2 is now on Netflix already.
Nice. All right, cool. Thank you for letting our listeners know that the season two
Yeah.
of DC Legends of Tomorrow is now on Netflix. Awesome. Okay, so Homecoming, did it fit the title of the episode? I guess
Yeah.
so, because
Yeah, I mean,
Jeremiah's
like,
back, right?
yeah, and then Alex was very sus Alex didn't agree with Kara and Mon-El after Kara found
She
out
was
that
a
he
little
took
too
off.
like, Daddy. You know,
Alex,
I don't know. She's a
yeah.
grown
Alex
woman.
was a
She's a
bit.
grown woman to be all
I
like,
know. And then, like,
Daddy.
she's like, Daddy, why did you do this? We're
Yeah.
your family. Come
I
on,
get
Dad. Why'd you
it.
do this?
I get it.
God.
I get it. Maybe the writers could say, okay, she lost her dad at a young age, so of
Yeah.
course
I
seeing her
know, right?
dad the young character of herself comes out, and
right.
That's why she's all daddy. I get it, but it was a little too much. And then how
I know. Alex,
everybody listened to daddy for every word. You know, like how can we trust him? He was gone. He must have been brainwashed or cybernetically engineered.
Yeah, and boy, in the other episode, Alex was pretty much ticked off at her own father. I mean.
Yeah.
Wow, I mean, this episode was great. I mean, to see Martian Manhunter with the family. Karen was trying to tell Mon-El, say something nice to him, like, be nice. And then Mon-El was a total jerk at the family dinner. I mean, geez.
Well, he was just trying to raise red flags. He was just trying to say, hey, guys,
he was.
Something's not right here.
Yeah, because they wouldn't easily let Jeremiah go free. I mean, and then that one scene when Kara was helping fly that, stop that explosion on the train, that was pretty cool.
Oh, right.
And then it was so emotional with Alex and Maggie at the very end of the episode. I like their relationship.
Yeah.
Even though it's not right to have that type of relationship on a superhero TV, it was it was good. But still, Alex, in the episode. She was just a bit too much. I mean, it was a great episode. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah.
It
looks like the characters are definitely growing at each episode. And, of course, you know, we love our Supergirl learning from her mistakes.
Like, sometimes...
About what?
When Duet... it got kind of off for a while because, to me, The Flash is probably the number one TV show on CW TV. Probably
right.
One of my top favorite shows in the world.
Yeah,
I just hope when Supergirl comes back on April 24th that they do it right, and it'll be amazing. And how they're going to this whole thing with the Ace Reporter episode, I hope it kicks some serious butt.
Right. I totally agree with you, and you're right. Supergirl is returning on April 24th. That's Episode 18, Ace Reporter. That's the title of that episode. We are so close to catching up. We are on episode 14 right now, but we have 15, 16, and 17, and then we're caught up with a Distant Star, episode 17, that aired on March 27th.
That was
so
pretty good,
we're
too.
Doing good, Matt.
Oh.
We're doing good, yeah.
Oh,
so,
I wanted to let you know,
ahead
of time, the first week of May is when I'm going to be going to Orlando. So I won't be able to do the podcast that week because I don't know what day yet, but I'm going to be going out of town to the Disney's Hollywood studios. I mean, I'm excited.
Oh, you're so lucky, bro.
I'm going to go through the Star Wars Launch Bay. I'm going to go on Star Tours.
I wish I could. I've never been to that one. I'm waiting for the one in California.
I'll get lots of pictures and send it on Snapchat. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But but wouldn't it be cool one day if they made a DC theme park? With all the rides.
Oh, are you kidding
me?
Well, I guess like Six Flags has something close to that, but not really. Just
a simulator.
It's just roller coasters named after.
Yeah, I know. But they can make. They did a great job with Spider-Man over in Florida here at Islands of Adventure. But they can make a Man of Steel ride, like just soaring through the air, and you're like Superman.
That'd be great.
Right there.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be a very cool ride. What they can do, but man, I've watched that Justice League trailer over 1,001 times already.
That's great. Yes.
I watched it. I mean, I got your Snapchat, man. I mean, God, why are they releasing the dumbest Storm movie ever 2 weeks before Justice League? I truly hate Marvel now. I mean, go ahead and let them. Thor's going to be more of a popcorn movie, a kids movie. Yeah, okay,
seriously.
Family members.
I mean, everybody's
kids,
like, oh, the Thor trailer blows away Justice League. I'm like, really? The first two movies sucked, so why would this one be an exception?
No, they were terrible. I mean, I watch them every now and then sometimes, but DC
okay,
is
Matt, we're
going to
get cut off. I just want to let you know, thank you again for calling the Supergirl Talk podcaster. We're going to do The Flash coming up next. So
cool.
Do you want to give us a shout-out? Yeah, 40 seconds, Matt. Give us a shout-out, sir.
Great podcast, guys, and Supergirl is awesome. And it sucks it's on break right now. We just have to deal with it. And it'll be back on very soon, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right. Great. Thank you again, Matt, for calling in. And this concludes our Supergirl Talk Homecoming episode. Have a good night. Bye.
Bye.